Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, May 11th, 2020. Welcome, Sakito-san. I'm very pleased to be with you for your inaugural Global Markets Podcast. There were so many policy changes by the BOJ and the Japanese government in March and April. Can you take us through the adjustments to Abenomics amidst all this COVID-19 uncertainty?
Thank you, John, for your invitation to this podcast. We had sizable fiscal stimulus and monetary policy expansions even at the beginning of fiscal year 2020. Japan's Cabinet Office approved a fiscal year 20 fiscal stimulus on April 20th. JPY's 25.6 trillion supplementary budget includes 14 trillion JPY to give every resident of Japan a cash payout of 100,000 JPY. Fiscal year 20 JGB issuances will be hiked considerably to 188 trillion JPY. Market issuances will grow by 24 JPY trillion over the initial plan to 152 trillion JPY. At this point, there is no end in sight for the coronavirus pandemic, and there is still risk of another supplementary budget and further JGB issuances, even at the start of the fiscal year. 19 trillion JPY of the 24 trillion JPY increase in JGB market issuances from the initial budget will lift the front end of JGB yield curve less than 2 years. The government cash flow will probably grow tighter. 100,000 JPY cash payouts are scheduled to begin in May, so the Japanese fiscal position is the key for the yen and will likely be a bit fragile ahead of the July JGB bond issuance increase.
Thank you, Sakito-san. Moving on, the BOJ concluded its April policy meeting on April 27th and announced a number of new initiatives. What did you find most interesting, and what will be most impactful?
In April, the BOJ agreed firstly to increase purchases of commercial papers, CP, and corporate bonds. Secondly, expand special financial support operations in the wake of the coronavirus, and thirdly, more actively buy JGBs. The BOJ announced it will purchase a necessary amount of JGBs without setting any upper limit. The most interesting decision in April was the incentive for Japanese banks to provide SME financing support supported by the BOJ. When getting financial support to SMEs, we can enjoy positive interest rate at the BOJ account by 0.1%. The BOJ encouraged us to support SMEs with the exact incentive money. The JPY cash account at the BOJ is nowadays getting more attractive for financial institutions under the global low yields amidst the present COVID-19 uncertainty. The credit easing and unlimited JGB buying were mostly expected amongst market participants ahead of the April meeting. The 0.1% incentivized corporate financing supports are out of manner, even amongst professional central bankers. The BOJ has now underwritten coronavirus response risk. That was good for Japanese financial stability. Looking forward, we will likely see more practical policy moves of the BOJ, I feel.
Thanks, Sekito-san. That's interesting. As readers of your research note, you do a great job of tying together the yen, cross-currency basis, and JPY rates. What are the key issues and triggers following government fiscal stimulus and additional monetary easing from the BOJ?
Thank you, John. When the front-end JGB yield curve raises with Japanese Treasury discounted bill TDB issuance increase, the BOJ will expand its basic balance and macro add-on account as it bolsters its corporate financing support operations. Japanese investors will have less reason to hold TDBs. I feel there is potential for cross-currency JPY bond inflows as U.S. short-term rates decline. JPY bond asset swaps most summer appear worldwide, but they will likely once again draw attention as their relative value raises amidst the global low yields. The MOF will likely increase TDB issuances in late May, depending on the speed of the cash payouts. 3 months U.S. dollar JPY basis swaps switch to a discount at the start of May. That might be good for global non-Japanese investors. Amid the many arguments among both practitioners and academics, modern monetary theory, MMT, or the combination of monetary and fiscal policies is now starting to be implemented. MMT will start in the future, including pensions, try to be theorized further. As Japanese population ages, recycling surplus funds will soon be debated for pension funds. Looking forward, US and Japanese tries at MMT have differed, but I fear the global low yields and narrow yield spreads could encourage the JPY cross-currency swap trading. Then the real demand flows will likely be the key factor for US dollar JPY spot rate. The US-Japan yield gap will likely be the second factor for US dollar JPY, as the gap has mostly vanished.
That's great analysis. Thank you so much for joining us, Sekito-san.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.